Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Season 2, Keith Reza with my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee.
Yes, indeed. We're back with a vengeance, and we're happy to have all our fans listening in.
So how you doing, Alan Lee? I haven't seen you in a while, man.
Yeah, no, I've been, not real busy, but kind of busy. And, hitting all the amazing open mics all over town, all over the country. And, you know me, I don't care about making any money. I just love my art.
Yeah. So this season is different. Yeah. Last season we had a video podcast.
Yes.
We couldn't find sponsors to video podcast us.
That's unfortunate.
So now we're doing audio podcasts.
Yeah, it's great. I think we're moving along, man.
Yeah, and we have a great season. We have big names this season.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to tweet the show for like calling in numbers and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But last season we had writers who I forgot we didn't really mention, but who wrote jokes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had Tony Alfano as a writer, Steve JB. Dezarino, was that his name? He was a funny guy. He was the blind guy.
Yeah, the I love him. I think he's wonderful.
And we had Brock Powell.
Brock was here.
And because I noticed on season one, we didn't mention any credits. And that's why season two, we couldn't find any writers.
No, we love writers. And so I guess I don't want to be apologetic, but you've said it. We love you out there, all you writers. So just send in your jokes to Keith Reza on Facebook.
And Twitter. We're tweeting right now number. We have a great guest. We have Fred Stoller coming in. He's actually calling in. He said he was stuck in traffic, but he said he'd give us a call. I love Fred. He's one of the greatest stand-ups of all time. And before we talk about Fred, I want to hear about Alan Lee's summer. What did you do? Did you go to New York at all?
Yes, this summer I did go to New York, and I visited my family. It was fantastic. My sister is very sweet. She's in real estate, and so she does very well. And as you know, I'm the bad sheep in the family. She bought me an iPhone. So I'm with Keith now, and he's helping me out become iPhone literate, and I'm having a great time with my iPhone. And I love New York. I wouldn't say I want to live there, but I do love New York. So if the people in New York are tuning in, I love you.
Alan Lee loves you. All right, guys. So a little about this show is the show's not scripted. It's called Razor Riffs because we just riffed. We just talk, and if it's funny, it's funny. If not, it's cool. But something that you guys don't know is I'm on the computer, and I see a list of all these old contacts from the previous show. So I'm just thinking if it gets boring, we could call Paul Waltson or Peter Scott.
Wow.
Mike Graham. But before we talk about Fred, I want to talk to Alan about this. Alan, did you hear Charlie Sheen is HIV positive?
I'm a little behind the curve on that because I have always followed Charles Sheen in rehab. And it hurts me to find out that on top of some of his rehab challenges, now you tell me that he's HIV positive. Is that correct?
Yeah, he came out a couple days ago on the TV.
He's sexually very active. Maybe you.
Yeah, he's very. There's a rumor that Charlie Sheen once had sex with a different woman every night for a whole year.
Wow!
In the 80s.
That's
doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Because it's, hey, and you know what else I found out? I found out Emilio Estevez is Charlie Sheen's brother.
Oh, for heaven's sake! You didn't know that? No, I knew that.
I just found that out.
Yeah, isn't that funny? What a family!
Yeah,
I guess a family that has a lot of sex is a family that stays together. That came out wrong. I tried anyway. Fuck it.
Well, I think Emilio. I don't even. I think if you ask people like a normal guy on the street, like, sure. Hey, do you know who Emilio Estevez is? They'll be like, no. And then you'd be like, hey, do you know who Charlie Sheen is? They'll be like, yes, Tiger Blood, you know?
Oh,
stuff like that. His roast was actually really good, too. I thought it was one of the funniest roasts.
I love roasts.
The Comedy Central roast of Charlie Sheen.
I'm going to take a look at that when
speaking of roasting, you know, the Comedy Store does roasts on Tuesday.
Well, now that you bring that up, and since you are the champion, I was very impressed. I was there that night rooting for you, and you kicked everyone's ass and walked away with the gold medal.
There was no medal. It was more like, you know.
Sort of a gold. I guess there was no gold, really, but you walked away with your head held up high.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. I'm like a 2-1 right now. I lost to Ashley Barnhill.
Well, you like Ashley, I think, maybe probably as a person and as an attractive gal. And maybe that might have... You might have softened. I think you went a little soft on her.
Oh, yeah. You got to take it easy on the ladies, you know, especially if you want to sleep with them.
Ooh. Well.
But so Fred's going to be calling in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
A little about Fred Stoller, guys. One, he was a huge stand-up in the 80s. He was on the 13th Young Comedian Special.
That's correct.
Which was hosted with Dennis Miller.
Love Dennis.
David Spade was on it.
Love David.
Rob Schneider and Drake Sather. He was on it. And then Fred's done some acting and writing. He's really known for his writing. He wrote for Seinfeld, and he wrote two books, one about writing for Seinfeld and the other called Maybe We'll Have You Back, The Life of a TV Guest Star.
Of a perennial TV guest star.
Yeah. And I read it, and it's very funny. And
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. It's you know what I like about that book is because, like, if you want to do acting like me, people think you're either a superstar or you're not at acting. And the thing is there's a lot of guest spots going around.
Oh, my God.
You know
without
I mean?
Guest spots, I don't know. That's the whole point. I love the character people.
Yeah. And see, that's why I think I love Fred so much. Because, one, he's the greatest guy. And, two, because he's struggling. He's showing you that, hey, not everyone is a Brad Pitt in acting. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I think that a lot of people don't get that. I think it's either...
Either or.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
And Fred's actually calling right now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Hey, what's up, Fred?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for doing the show, buddy.
Are we live? Are we doing it now?
You're on.
Are you
gonna
connect us?
Yeah, we're live and connected. Fred, this is Alan. You met Alan at Flappers.
Yes, we did in the lobby there.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
How are you, Fred?
Good. So what do you have, a studio there?
We're right here in this room with a microphone, four microphones.
We have a studio, and it's in Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
Wow. I love Sherman. No, I'm just kidding. Exciting. God. Well, I'm thrilled to be on your podcast. So you're smart. You only do it once in a while. You don't do it every week. Huh?
Well, thank you.
I think every week is just too hard. Yeah. Fred, you also have...
I learned it.
Yeah, you have a podcast every week, right?
Not anymore.
Too much.
He could give us
too hard.
Did you stop?
I got burnt out.
Oh, are you still going to do it, or are you just taking a break?
Taking a break.
Alan, about Fred's podcast.
Yes.
I was actually on it. I wasn't really on it. I was just on it as a coincidence because it was Norm's birthday. And I called Norm, and Norm's like, hey, call Fred Stoller. I was like, okay. So I called Fred, and they were on, Norm, like, got me on the podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Fred was like, Fred couldn't say my last name. He was like, it's Reza, Fred.
So you were dropping on Fred, and Fred was, you know.
Well, I don't think Fred knew I was calling.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So Norm's going to want a link of this. Does this podcast have links?
Yeah. We'll tweet it when it comes out and stuff.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to get him to come on the show, but, you know, he never answers his phone, so.
But he answered that one time with my podcast.
Well, I think he answered it because it's his birthday, and he was just like, oh, I need to pick it up before I leave all these voicemails. But I love him.
Right, they probably love, yeah.
Yeah. So, Fred, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
We have your book right here called Maybe We'll Have You Back. And and we wanted to ask you a couple questions about it. First of all,
sure.
First of all, I heard you got sued from Kramer, the real Kramer, not Michael Richards, but
yeah.
Do you want to explain a little about that?
I there was a chapter in it about taking his bus tour, and I knew him sort of, and he heard I needed a place to stay, so he said, you could stay with me, but you got to be the special guest on my Kramer reality tour, which is a bus that drives around Manhattan, and he shows things, and a guy runs up and down screaming expressions from the show. It's just so stupid. And so I just wrote how stupid it was. Yeah. It's free speech. And sure. And he made up that I said that he was taunting gays, which I didn't say. He just twisted it because the guy screamed out, the village where the gays are, not that there's anything wrong with it. So he tried to make it sound like I said he was sticking his head out, taunting gays. It made no sense, but I had to get a lawyer and 7 months of nonsense.
Wow. Well, see, that's unbelievable.
You could have just called me. I would have had my mom represent you for free.
Oh, let's try it. Your mom's an attorney.
Yeah. Your mother's a lawyer?
Yeah. So.
And now I know. God, well,
look at that.
Hopefully someone will see me soon because maybe she'll help.
But no, you know, you got sued for $1 million, right?
A million?
Yeah. They threw it out. You know, the judge just said this is stupid, and he tried to appeal, and he threw out his lawyer. He tried appealing himself, but yeah, I guess a lawsuit, even if it's stupid, you know, he sued the publisher, so we had to just, you know, deal with this nonsense. So a lot of ridiculous lawsuits. Yep.
Well, it seems like all they had to do was just read the book to find out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a very good point, but it's not as simple as that. You can't go, hey, read the book. You got to do litigation. Like I had friends go, just show up at your book and point to the page. Yeah. But you got to do what's called litigation. Like, you know, they don't want to. The lawyer's got to show why it's frivolous, why he's a public figure, why I didn't say he was taunting gays. You got to write up this law says this and a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, it was a very funny book. And I was saying about it before was like, one of the reasons why I like you and respect you a lot is because you're one of those guys who, like, they show you, because when people come to acting, they think you're either a Brad Pitt or something, you know, like you either made it or you don't. And you show the world, you show the world that.
I showed them that I'm not Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I showed them.
Yeah.
There you go.
People
argue. They think I am, but I have to show them. But litigation.
You show them the ID.
Imagine, even through litigation. Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah, I show them. But thank you, Keith. What was the thing? That either you're Brad Pitt or you're not?
Yeah, and you show them that, you know what, I'm Fred Stoller, and I have a very successful career. You know what I mean?
Indeed,
like,
I think
people don't understand that, you know what I mean? That middle.
I don't understand.
You don't understand? This is where my Asperger's gets in the way.
No, I don't understand that it's successful sometimes, but I'm just saying it's a different life. Yeah, it's not the typical Hollywood story. It's just a different experience.
Well, let me say, like, because I do acting, I don't have anything to show for it, but you do. So,
right.
Like, I'm very proud of you. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to I would love to be like, hey, I've been on all these TV shows. You know what I mean? But I'm not. So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I mean it as a compliment.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And,
you know, Fred did some writing as well.
Yeah.
I didn't mention that because I wanted to get into that, but you go ahead.
I want to get into that too. Okay. Writing. Do you have any advice about how to write for a sitcom like Seinfeld?
Well, no one should write for Seinfeld now, because my advice would be that don't write for Seinfeld because that show's over. So my advice would be try to write for a show that's on now. But, every show is different. You got to write what's called a spec script to show your writing ability.
That's right.
I'm not trying to pursue that now, so I think just got to watch a lot of shows. And my advice for writing, I learned from writing on Seinfeld, is don't try out ideas on people you think you're friends, you know, because they'll say, oh, that's not good. And it might have been something they would have liked. There's a guy in Seinfeld, he pretends to be my mentor, but he goes, nah, that's not good. And it turned out some of those ideas were good.
Thank you.
So
did anyone ever...
What matters is the guy that says yes or no.
Don't
do what I do where you try out jokes on people in the bar.
Music to my ears.
You just got to have guts and try it out on the person who could say yes or no, or the audience.
Now, Fred, did any of the other co-writers like try and take your ideas and stuff and like pull it off as, oh, hey, I wrote that, but when really you're like, no, I wrote that?
No, because it was very isolated there. It's not like other shows where there's a table, you all sit around. So they were all trying to get their ideas on, and no one really dealt with me. So, no one, there was just one guy that would kind of pretend he was giving me advice, but he was sabotaging me. He wasn't a good guy, but no one took any of my ideas, no.
Yeah. And then you were on the Young Comedian special, which I find fascinating, because that, I don't know if I've told you this, Fred, but you were the first stand-up I ever saw on TV from that.
Get out of here. Well, you just watched it. You turned on in the middle, because I wasn't the first one on it.
Yeah, no. I was 12, and it was on demand, and my dad said, Keith, watch this guy. And we turned on your mic. And I remember it just made me laugh because your joke was like, so I met a girl at this bar and I was like, hey, you want to go back to my place? And she's like, you're not going to kill me, are you? I just thought that was the funniest joke in the world. So I watched it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And it, honestly, I thought you were the funniest one on that thing.
It's funny because I'll hear David Spade or Rod Schneider interviewed. I go, what was your big break? They called the Young Comedian special, and I go, wait, I was on that. That wasn't it my big break.
It seemed like it was, though. It seemed like it got you stand-up.
Maybe. I mean, people sort of, like 27 years ago, whenever it was on, something crazy. But I'm saying they got Saturday Night Live and stuff.
Well, didn't you audition for Saturday Night Live?
Not really. I met Al Franken once in New York, and I did some of my jokes, and he kind of, said thank you, and, get this guy out of here. He doesn't do characters. So didn't really go further than that. And then I would ask someone, and they go, you don't do characters, because I think you have to do, wait a minute, Norm doesn't do characters. No, he started as a writer, and
interesting.
But yeah, you got to, I don't seem too versatile. They think I'm just some depressed guy. And I wonder why they think that. But so they go, he's a depressed guy. Oh yeah, put him on Saturday Night Live.
But see, that's a character.
He's like depressed. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Like, a guy that, it's sad.
I could see you on the Weekend Update where like, okay, here's Fred Stoller, and then they'd be like, Fred, how was your day? And you could be like, oh, I went to a 7-Eleven and I bought a pen and I gave him $1, and he's like, here's your penny. I was like, get out of here.
Wow, maybe it's not too late to try to get on now.
Yeah, you could totally.
That's
do
a good idea. I could try, but it's all good, as they say.
Fred, we have a Twitter question for you.
Sure.
Fred, loved you in Dumb and Dumber. What was it like working with Jim Carrey?
Excuse me. Well, my scene wasn't with Jim Carrey. It was with a guy, Mike Starr, who punched me through the phone booth. So I'd assume working with Jim Carrey is fun, but I didn't work with him.
Oh, so you never met him?
Oh, I met him. I met him, at some... I think... maybe Yuck Yucks in Toronto a million years ago, and sometimes at the clubs, and he's always been a very nice guy.
I think the question was because like you were in a movie with Jim Carrey, so I think maybe they assumed you worked with him.
Right, that's an honest assumption, but actually, he was on the set I got there a day early, and I just said hi to him. And I remember he had that funny tooth. I went, "Oh, that's a funny tooth," and he's a nice guy. So, but I didn't. I was in the same movie with him, but we weren't like, you know, just doing lines and cracking up and high fiving. So that's what would have been fun.
You've mentioned in your book, though, your work with Larry David, and also you worked with Joan Rivers. I'm a huge fan of both of them. Joan Rivers is, I mean, Don Rickles and Joan Rivers are a big deal to me. I just, you know, they're incredible. And I thought the anecdotes about them were very funny, if you want to, like, touch on
them.
Thank you. It's in the book. And Larry David and Joan Rivers. Is there anything you wanted to add to to one of those anecdotes, or anything you want to mention about them?
Well, people, if your listeners don't know the book, Joan Rivers was very nice, very nurturing. She played Kathy Griffin's mother. And Larry David, I don't know which anecdotes you're referring to, but I was intimidated by him. He's, "Hey, get out of here." Hey.
I would be.
Yeah, he kind of, you know, was just, "Hey, why did you do that?" I mean, one time he was telling me what should happen to the city. He goes, "You're not writing this down. Where's your pen?" Actually, he may be right. That seems funny. I have when a waiter doesn't have a pen, you know.
Sure.
I go, "Write it down."
Sure.
But no, it's sad that Joan Rivers died, and it sounds
very
like
sad.
She didn't have to. So she was very nice. She wanted to call my mother and tell her she should be proud of me.
Now, Fred, you joke a lot about your mother in your book. Does your mom, like, really... Like, see, I can't tell if you're joking, but does she really pick on you a little?
Well, it's picking on me. It's more, she's just very afraid and negative and worst case scenario. So growing up, she used to say, well, she just told me recently that when she went to school, it was a nightmare. And when I was growing up, she was reliving the nightmare of school through me. So she insulted me growing up as a nightmare. So she's a good person, but very afraid and thinking, "You're going to fail. If they don't like you, you'll be a street cleaner."
So she's mommy. She's, like, very protective.
Protective and afraid and and doesn't see the positive and... I was on Dr. Drew's Wife has a show with psychics.
Uh-huh.
And the psychic said, "Freddie's going to find true love." And she was arguing with him. "No, she's not. He's not. He'll be the worst husband. He has no patience."
Now, Fred, have you ever been married?
No.
No?
No, I haven't either, Fred. So I when people ask me that question, I just say, "That's how it is, friends, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm a happy camper."
But,
well, I'm going to start using that.
but you've been with some pretty attractive, good-looking girls,
yeah,
haven't
sure.
you? Like, just from stand-up, like after shows and stuff?
Always after shows. Never before a show.
Or on stage. Or just.
Well, you mean, have I been with attractive women?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been with a few attractive women, you know. Right now I'm not, and... You know, so just in dribs and drabs sometimes. I'm older, so...
Have you tried Tinder?
Have I tried what?
Tinder?
No, I get Tinder and Grindr and what are all these things?
Well, they sound like restaurants. Even that threw me for a moment.
Oh, see, Tinder's cool because you could swipe right if you like somebody or left if you don't. But,
ooh,
you know,
it's harsh.
You know, they could just be like, "Oh, my God, that's the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond. I like him." You'd get, like, all these likes.
There's a thumbs up and a thumbs down. There's no in between.
But you don't see the thumbs down.
No, I guess I don't want them to go, "Hey, here's that guy. He has," you know, Limber or whatever it's called. You know, it's just, people tell me, "Oh, I saw Judy Tenuta on Match.com."
Oh, Judy.
I know there's no shame in it, but dating is stressful enough. I get as many ridiculous dates, just random stuff, rather than, you know, I don't know.
Well, those blind dates, I hate that. The friends.
It's all hard. Even swiping, you know, would be stressful.
Yeah.
You know, I hope the just bump into someone and it makes sense, but nothing's making sense, so, you know?
Fred, last season we interviewed Angela, and he was telling
Angelo
us...
Angelo or Angelo? Who?
Angelo.
Sarukas.
Yeah, Sarukas. And he was telling us about Fred and Vinny, and how he was saying how that was like one of the most funnest times he had filming a movie. And a lot of people don't know this.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but you wrote Fred and Vinny, and it won a lot of awards.
Oh, yeah, some little festivals, and it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Angelo, I became good friends with him. He's a great guy.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember this, but that was the first time I met you, because I went to the premiere of it.
Yes, Long Beach.
Yeah, no, it was Newport Beach.
Newport.
Newport Beach, yes, in a mall, in some weird mall or something. And I remember, yeah, the sound wasn't good, but I remember you saying, so okay, if I get your autograph, I like autographs. What is that? You collect autographs?
I still do collect autographs, and it's kind of hard because I do stand-up, and whenever I do a show with somebody, I always ask them for an autograph, and they look at me like I'm unprofessional. I'm like, I just collect
them. Every comedian, you ask for their autograph?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
I collect autographs. I have...
Like everyone at Flappers, you would ask their autograph.
No, only like the main ones, not like people who are struggling like me, because, you know.
You only have the struggling notebook? Like, just have one as a backup?
No. One for struggling people. Did you get Lon's autograph?
Yeah, I got his autograph 8 years ago.
Jeez.
Wow. So, nice. The very first autograph I ever got was Spade's. And
where'd you see him?
Well, see, Spade was on a show called Rules of Engagement, which my uncle was on the show. And I went to a taping, and Spade was there, and my uncle was like... My uncle, because Spade is, you know, I got the impression where he just likes to film and leave. You know what I mean? Like, I get the impression he's not a talkative guy. And Spade filmed Dickie Roberts, which I loved. And my I was like, I don't know, 17 at the time, and my uncle was like... Hey, can you just take a picture, you know, with my family? And Spade's like, okay, sure. And then I asked him for an autograph, and then he's all like, Patrick, you said I'm only taking pictures.
right.
So, but he was very nice. But, you know, whenever I see him now, you know, it's always hi and bye. You know, he's a very nice guy, but I just think he's not really talkative.
You never asked Norm.
Right.
What's this?
You never asked Norm for his autograph, did you?
No, I did.
You did? Oh, yeah, I find it funny. I'd be afraid to ask him.
Well, that's...
Who'd you ask?
I asked Norm, yeah. I remember Yeah, Norm. Yeah. Norm's totally opposite from Spade. Norm talks to everybody.
Oh, that's one. He's very nice.
Yeah, and... Well, see, with Norm, what happened was I asked him for his autograph, and he said, sure. And then I was like, oh, can you make it out to Keith? He's like, sure. And then I was like, thank you very much. He's like, you don't talk much. I was like, oh, I have Asperger's. He's like, what's that? So we just started talking. And, you know, Norm was very open to me, and he takes... I think Norm picks on people, but I think he does it in a loving way, you know?
Right. Does he? How does he pick on you?
Oh, he doesn't, like, pick on me per se, but, like, he'll be... He knows that I don't understand sarcasm. So, like, I remember one time I told him, I was like, hey, Norm, I had the best set ever at the Irvine Improv. And then he would talk to Kevin Farley and be like, hey, Kevin, Keith just had the best set ever at the Irvine Improv.
So you understand sarcasm if you just made that joke.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't understand. I didn't understand it then. And then, like, you know, but he means it in a loving way. Like, I don't think he means it in a, hey, F you kind of way.
So why, besides the fact you have Asperger's, do you not understand sarcasm? That you take things literally?
I take things too literally.
I see.
Yeah. I remember when Fred was like, so Keith was telling me, you know, if my friend broke an ankle, I wouldn't have empathy. It's like, no, I wouldn't, but, you know, I'd be like, whatever.
A little short on the empathy?
Yeah, I'm short on an empathy, but I still would worry if it, like, if it was my friend who broke his ankle, I'd be like, oh, let's get you to a doctor. Can we stop by McDonald's first?
Is that one of your jokes?
Yeah. Fred,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
Fred did stand up. You did stand up at when I filmed my special. at the Bray Improv.
Yeah, and you did very well. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Fred was going through.
So that's Asperger's. Oh, my friend hurt his ankles. Let's go to McDonald's first.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, because we need coffee. But no, that was awesome because when I filmed my special, that was my first special. Hopefully it's not my last special because I really like comedy. But like I said, Fred, you were the first stand-up I ever saw on TV, and that just meant a lot to me that you were on that show.
Oh, well, that's so nice to hear that.
And you killed it that night, too. You like it was really tough going after you because I was like, oh, my God, Fred's hysterical. You know, like much live is better than
talking
TV.
Talking about podcasts, I was watching Norm Macdonald's podcast with Fred on it.
You're on that podcast?
I was laughing my ass off. Yes, he
well, I did Norm's podcast.
He did.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one where I'm gone or one where I called up at Ray Romano?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. The only Norm podcast I watched was Spades and Adam Sandler's.
Right. So you love those guys, huh?
Yeah. I just think, have you ever met Sandler?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I just think Sandler is just a good dude. Like, he's just very...
Yes, he is.
You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
Have you got his autograph?
No, I have not.
I
saw him once because he was an executive producer for Rules of Engagement, and he was filming this movie called Jack and Jill in the next lot, and I saw him, but he was all dressed up as a girl, and I didn't know it was him. And he he was totally acting like he was a girl, too. So I didn't, you know, but I walked.
Was he acting sarcastic?
No, he was just acting goofy. He was with Katie Holmes, I think.
Right.
I got her autograph.
Wow, you got a good collection.
Yeah, and I got Fred's.
Here you go.
So,
the Long Beach Film Festival.
Newport.
What was it? Long Beach? Newport. Orange County. God.
So, Fred, we got another Twitter question. And I think I accidentally deleted it. Oops. Sorry.
Oh, well, let me guess what they would ask. I don't know. Dumb and Dumber.
Do you get Dumb and Dumber questions a lot?
Nah, not too much. That was a long time ago.
It's weird. Did they ever offer you to be in the sequel, like to play that joke again? That would have been funny.
No, there's no payphones anymore.
That's true.
Oh, it wouldn't make sense.
It's true.
You know, to do that scene again, yeah. But that would have been fun, but no, I wasn't in it.
That's true. Payphones are gone. iPhones. He could be like, get off the iPhone.
Well, talking about this technology, Fred, what do you have any opinions on the overall internet situation that's good for comedians in general and doing your own acts and putting them out there? That's kind of cool.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. You mean when people do their own acts and they put it on the internet?
Yeah, you know how people have started in some cases out of their own apartments. I went to this.
I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I couldn't even believe this thing. You know, you couldn't even tell where it was. She lit it up.
I don't even know what's going on. I see a Barnes & Noble book signing by Jerry Shemmy and big YouTube stars.
Yeah.
And then someone at the Grove, that's so-and-so, he's a big Instagram star. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I try to tweet links, hey, listen to my podcast, and no one cares. So everyone thinks, oh, this is going to go viral. Oh,
Now, Fred, did you have fun doing a podcast? Because I have fun doing it, but then, there's times where, I'm like, oh, nobody, I feel like maybe no one might be listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good point, because you're in a vacuum. You know, I feel I reach more people on Facebook going, hey, and they go, oh, I like that. So I did have fun. I had some great conversations, you know, Norm called and you and others, but it's just too much of a headache to bother people. Go, will you be on it? And there's no money. And so, yeah, it's, I guess if you're Adam Carolla, you make millions, or one of these guys like Bert Kreischer, everyone has a big following. But for me, it was like, I had fun doing them, but not enough to do it every week.
Yeah, I get that. Because I'm having fun doing the podcast. It just sucks because, like, I only want to talk to, you know, comedians I like and respect and stuff. You know what I mean?
And yeah, I know. Yeah. If you do it every week, it's hard to keep, you know, yeah, that standard.
Yeah, and it's tough because they're like, one time I asked this guy, I won't say names or whatever, but he's like, how many listeners do you have? I was like, oh, five. He's like, excellent, 5,000, I'll do it. I was like, no, I'm at five. My mom, my dad, and my sisters.
Wow.
So he was like, oh, I won't do it anymore.
You sure you don't have more than five?
No. This season I have more, but this was the first season.
Oh, so, yeah, first one, you always start with five, yeah.
Yeah, especially on the premiere when you don't have a huge fan base. But see, I'm kind of like you. I just want to make people laugh, and I'm not really into networking. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we have a question about this Kathy Griffin thing. Yeah, so did you really hook up with her?
Yeah, in 1992. She was hooking up with a lot of guys, so it's not like I'm bragging. She was very selective, but I did one night.
Oh, very good, very good.
So, like, was that a girlfriend thing or a one night stand type thing, or
it was more like a one night stand? I think we had one other date that went worse than the one night stand. So, yeah, it was not a girlfriend.
You know what's so weird too is because, like, she like sells out all these shows, and she only does stand up like once a month. So
she's a popular. I think people find her, you know, over the top.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Why is that so weird?
Because I just know her from stand up. I don't know her from anything else. You know.
She does a New Year's. Does she do that New Year's thing where they drop the ball in New York? You know, Fred is from New York.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch New Year's.
Yeah, she does that with Anderson Cooper.
What's that?
She does it, yeah, every year with New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve thing, yeah. That's where I know her a lot from.
I thought he called Alan a creeper.
What do you find different that you could elucidate on between Los Angeles, since you've been living in both places, and New York? Any comments that you'd like to make about the two different settings?
It's been so long since I've been to New York, but just the obvious that it's so in your face and everyone everywhere. And I think they're younger in New York. People start their careers there, and then they come here. So it's sort of like, hey, I'm starting. I'm in New York.
Sure.
So it's too fast-paced to... I like it better here.
Do you? Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Me too. I love L.A.
Now, Fred, you just started doing stand-up again within the past 2 years. Are you still going at it, or is it just something you do to do?
Yeah, I'm just dabbling. I'm going to open for Norm in Atlanta next month, so just dabbling.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What city was that again? You want to plug that?
Atlanta.
Okay. It'll be in Atlanta. Great.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, Norm is like, he'll offer you a job, and then you'll say, okay, and then you'll call and see what's going on, because he said I could do Vegas, and I was like, okay, so I've been trying to get on the phone with him to do Vegas, so I don't know, am I going to Vegas just to go there, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, were you opening for him in Vegas?
Well, he said I could do Vegas with him, so I don't know if that's a yes or a no.
And when's the date?
I think it's on Friday.
Well, then maybe. If you didn't get back to you, I'd make up a plan for this Friday.
I know, so I don't know if I should just go in there, like, or just not go, or, you know, I don't know. I'm not very good at these things, and he's not the best texting you back type of guy either.
Right. Well,
he does that to you too, though, didn't you? You told me he does that to you, right?
Right. So, yeah, unless you have the ticket and everything, I'd say, yeah, don't go to Vegas. Were you just going to just walk around Las Vegas looking for him, or do you know what club he's at?
Oh, no, I know what club he's at. That's easy to find. But,
right.
But, you know, like, I was thinking, you know, if I have the job, stay there the 3 days. If not, stay there for a night, because it's just a night in Vegas. You could drive back, you know? I don't know.
So it's just a one-night job?
No, I think he's doing three shows, but... You know, I don't know. Like, I texted him. I was like, hey, am I still doing Vegas with you? And he hasn't responded, but it said he read it. So, you know.
He said he read it. What do you mean?
Your iPhone will tell you if you read a message or not.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, when I text you, it tells me when you read my messages.
I don't have that with people. Jeez.
Yeah. So. But it's kind of scary, but, you know, he's, like I said, yeah. It's not like. You know, but you told me he ignores you all the time, too. So I'm like, huh.
Well, yeah. Did I say that? Or just that you can't, you know?
Yeah. He said at the improv, you're like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, when he was on the podcast, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, Norm ignores me all the time, too. He only calls me when he wants something or something. I was like, oh.
No, I didn't say that. I said, you call him? Yeah, because you called him up.
Yeah.
You know? No, we just text. That's what I meant. We don't have phone calls.
Mm. All right. Well, Fred, thanks so much for doing the podcast.
No, it was great.
Yeah, this was fantastic, guy. We really appreciate it.
Let me know when the link is up and just keep me posted, you guys.
Yeah. Any other questions, Alan Lee?
No, I love the book. I'm going to tell you that right now. And
thank you so much.
Oh, about the book, I wanted to tell a quick Fred Stoller story about this book because no one believes me. But Fred was doing a book thing in Huntington Beach. Are you still doing book tours with a book?
Maybe one more, but with something book soup in LA at store. But I think I'm kind of done right
now.
That's
a great venue. It's a great venue over there. Is that on Sunset or the one?
No, the one in
Sunset Boulevard.
Well, he's
doing
the one in Sunset near the Comedy Store.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, he did one in Huntington Beach at Bella Terra, which I live.
Sure, you live down there.
I live like 2 minutes away.
But this is the Hollywood one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's a great, great deal to go there.
But Fred texted me and he said, I'm going to be in Huntington Beach. Will you go? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Megan went.
Oh.
And I felt so bad because it was like dead. Nobody.
Yeah.
Like not even I'm not just talking about the bookstore, but we went to the movies and the Cheesecake Factory. It was just dead in the shopping center. So I just felt horrible. Megan bought 2 books.
Very nice of her.
Yeah. So, but she loves you. And
thank you so much.
All right. Well, Fred, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have fun, and I'll see you around the circuit.
Definitely.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right. Well, I'm so glad we had him on.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to repeat. Anyone who wants to read about comedy and character acting should definitely pick up Fred's book. Maybe We'll Have You Back, The Life of a Perennial TV Guest Star. I'm very impressed with this book, and I recommend it to anyone out there.
Yeah, it was a good book. And that's the problem with phone interviews. Like,
what's that?
I can't believe I accidentally deleted that tweet.
Well, your finger slipped there, you know, and, you know.
Yeah, I...
Yeah. Well, it just it happens, you know. Hey, at least we didn't delete something else like a
Starbucks coupon thing.
Yeah, that could have fucked up the whole evening.
It's interesting how he has a lot of Norm stories.
He knows Norm very well, and I tell you, you know, Fred is very seasoned. He knows a lot of people and goes way back.
Well, you know what I think it is. I think everyone knows Norm's my hero, and I open up for him every now and then.
Sure.
I think, I think everyone just assumes that that's all I want to talk about, and it's not what I want to talk about.
I don't think – I think it's a great deal. I think you and Norm have a great relationship, and,
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I wanted to talk about the – oh, I wanted to ask him a question about Drake Sather. Drake Sather was on the Young Comedians podcast.
Sure.
And he died.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know?
And you were going to ask, I'm just curious, you were going to ask something about
the comedian?
Yeah, like, what's it like working with him? Because I never got a chance to meet. Like, he's a guy whose autograph I would have liked to have.
Mm.
Mm. You know, like, he was very funny. Like, this is the best joke I've ever heard. One of the jokes is, so I was shaving the other day and I cut my Adam's apple. Oh. Yeah, and I got apple juice everywhere. Like, that's a funny joke because
I like that.
You know, and it's dark too. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask.
A little dark.
Because that's what I wanted to ask Fred is if he was a dark comic, because a lot of people said he was.
I've heard, no, you know, on that podcast with Norm, that's brought up. You know.
Oh, it is
a little bit. It's touched on. Yeah. Norm is talking about some jokes about L.A. and anyway. So. You're on this Vegas thing, and
well, we don't know that.
We don't know that, and we'll
see.
That,
that's what I was saying. I was thinking we still got 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked at the wrong time when I told Fred I had to go, but I could kill 3 minutes. Let's raise a riffs, right? Not raise a get off early. But no, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, like, I tried calling him, texting him, you know, so... I'll try maybe one more time on Thursday, you know, and then we'll just go there for a day. If not, say hi, go back.
Hey, we love Vegas.
Yeah, it's just one. It's not like it's Florida, you know what I mean? Like, that would be weird. But Vegas, I think it's not weird because everyone goes to Vegas all the time.
We can have a nice meal there.
Yeah, it's like San Diego when we went down to San Diego.
Oh, that was a blast.
Yeah. You know, it's not that bad because it's literally driving distance. Like, if it was Atlanta.
I like the ride. I like the ride to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun.
I do.
Yeah. And you're coming with me. You should be my carpool buddy. Because
I'm certainly glad to.
A lot of people don't know this, but I was driving on the road once and I fell asleep and I got in a car accident.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, and my car flipped and tumbled like 15, 20 times.
Oh, my God.
Almost died. Only thing that happened to me, not even a scratch.
Nothing.
Nothing, you know?
Wow.
So I was like, save the day. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised you didn't Facebook the picture of the car.
I did.
Did you? Because I missed that. I actually did not see that.
I did. It got like 1,000 likes, and everyone's like, oh, sweet. I was like, I almost died.
Wow.
And they still liked it. You know? And then I realized,
that's the comedy world, dark.
But then it's like, yeah, but then like, I only have 1,000 friends, and it's like, you almost liked it because...
I didn't see that, for heaven's sake. You'll have to... I want to see that picture.
Yeah. Well, guys,
it's so dark.
We're running out of time, man. Alan, anything you want to say before we head off to...
I want to wish everyone out there a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Tonight was fun. I think this season is going to be a lot better than last season, only because we're getting people who respect the art of interviewing more.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
I think I love the last season, so it's really hard. It's very hard for me to compare or be judgmental. I had such a blast.
But you
want to
make
season.
The seasons better,
yeah,
so
yeah,
you I get know. Picked up again. So
yeah, but I'm saying
here's
I'm saying,
what you need to do. Everyone who listened to this show, retweet it to all your friends, Facebook it, watch it. You know, get us some ratings because we have to beat ratings from season one to come back for season three. Not saying we want to do season three, but we want to say, hey, we're awesome. Right?
Even if it's just the two of us here saying it to each other.
Exactly. And I want to thank Fred Stoller, guys.
Hey, Fred, thank you so much, man. You're the bomb, dude.
Buy his book. Maybe we'll have you back. Barnes & Noble's. It's only $20. It's really funny.
We'll have you back if we're back. That's what the maybe was.
Yeah. It's a really funny book. And watch his movie, Fred and Vinny, on Netflix.
Which I want to see.
Yeah, very good. Very smartly written, too. Next week, join us. We'll have Jeff Richards in the house. He'll actually be in the studio because I'm giving him a ride. Jeff Richards is from Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, and we'll talk about
the blast.
Yeah, we'll talk about the differences in those departments. Other than that, Alan Lee.
Yeah, man.
Say your goodbyes. Twitter.
Have a good night.
Alan Lee had a Twitter called Follow Me Alan Lee at Commie or whatever, but he doesn't go on Twitter, so I think they deleted his Twitter.
Well, I'll just open another one with your help.
All right, we'll do
that. All right, man.
And I'm Keith Reza. Follow me at Keith Reza. Thanks for supporting the show, guys, and have a good night.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.